Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin, and I'm doing a solo review on the movie Clown in a Cornfield. Is it worth your time going to the theaters or wait till streaming? I'm here to let you know, so let's get into it.
It's time to sweeten the day with the marvel of Bapen brand corn syrup. That's right. A little drop of Bapen makes everything better. Just take it from Frendo.
Hey, check it out. It's Frendo.
Everyone's favorite clown. Now, tell me, folks. Are you a friend of Frendo? I know I am.
What the fuck?
We're gonna die.
And remember, kids.
Never fuck with Frendo.
Clown in a Cornfield, directed by Ellie Craig, and it stars Katie Douglas, Aaron Adams, Carson McCormack, Vincent Muller, Kevin Durand, and Will Sasso. It is based upon the novel by Adam Cesar, hope I'm pronouncing that right, and the screenplay is by Carter Blanchard and Ellie Craig. So, Clown in a Cornfield. What is Clown in a Cornfield? An overview of this movie is Quinn and her father just moved to a quiet town of Kettle Springs hoping for a fresh start. Instead, she discovers a fractured community that has fallen on hard times after the treasured Bapen corn syrup factory burned down. As the locals bicker amongst themselves and tensions boil over, a sinister grinning figure emerges from the cornfields to cleanse the town of its burdens, one bloody victim at a time. Welcome to Kettle Springs. The real fun starts when Frendo the clown comes out to play. So that was the overview of this movie. And I'm going to be very honest with this one. I do not classify this as a horror film. It's a slasher horror film. It is a teen slasher and is very true to teen slasher. With the acting being not the greatest in all honesty. Kevin Durand did play a very good role. I felt he did get into character a bit, but I felt it was a little bit over the top at times. I'm not saying this movie is a terrible movie, but I just don't think it holds up well in the regard. What was very interesting about this movie is based on the novel of the same name, and I haven't read it. I didn't know it was based on a book until I did a little bit of research, but I hope the book was a lot better, as they usually are. But nothing against the writer and that, but I can see where they're going with it. The really good thing with this movie is it felt like that old 80s tropey horror slasher. So like Jason, Halloween, all that sort of stuff. Like it has that pinnacle old school horror type of feel, like very silly, victims are very stupid, and it just has all that sort of stuff. And it didn't take itself too seriously. This was a very humorous horror film. I felt it was more of a comedy than a horror. Now there was no tension, but it was, with being a slasher, teen slasher movie, it holds up really well with that sort of genre. So if you're just looking for some fun, something to sort of have a laugh and be like, what the heck sort of thing, and just not take it very seriously, this is a good movie for you. And would I feel like it's worth your time going to the cinema for this? In my honest opinion, no. I wouldn't go see this again in the cinema. I would rather wait for it to come to streaming and watch it then as like a silly date night movie in the house. It is very upcoming actors, I feel, like with Katie Douglas, Carson McCormack, and Cassandra Blenza as well. There's a couple others. Their acting was okay. Sometimes I felt like it was just, yeah, it was a bit, hit and miss. But I think maybe that was what they were going for. But for me, it just wasn't hitting. The kills themselves, I felt, were really well done. Actually, that's a really good positive for this movie. The kills felt pretty cool. Some of them were a bit cheap, but some of them had really good impact and were pretty cool. I mean, they're not very creative in a way, but the gore level, it looked really well done and was very cool. So I'll give it props to that. The gore level was pretty well done. The story itself, though, I felt was pretty predictable. I'll go into spoilers a bit in a little bit. I did feel like it within itself, it was very, yeah, very predictable. I saw what was coming fairly quickly, and I sort of was like, that's a bit okay, I guess, you know. I was just like, okay, I already know who's who now, or who's involved with what now. And I was just like, it was a bit of a letdown with that, and I did want the movie to end. But with all that, I did have a fun time. I did laugh at the jokes. Some of the jokes were funny and all that. But this is a very teen movie. I felt this was very, for the age group of, like, even though it's MA-15, I feel like this will be good for like 13 year olds to up to 18, maybe early 20s. It's good for that sort of age demographic for getting into horrors. It's not very scary unless you have a very big phobia of clowns. Then yeah, I'd probably stay away from this movie. But if you don't mind clowns and you just want a fun little silly slasher just to hang out with your friends, have a giggle, whatever, this is the one. And what I really liked about this as well is with these sort of teen sort of movies, it didn't do much with, like, you know, playing on intimacy scenes like as some slashers do. This one had a little bit there, and then it just sort of, it didn't go anywhere else with that. Like, it was very minimal, and I'm liking that these days. I don't like horror films that have a constant little love scene sort of things, and the killer comes and whatever. Don't like that sort of stuff. I just feel like it's very bland. Maybe because I'm just getting old, I don't know. But yeah, it was very teeny, and yeah, it was just, yeah, it was made for that. It was aimed for those sort of younger audiences, I guess, which I reckon they did, because there were a lot of young audiences in the movie theater, not too young, but just in that demographic I was talking about. And I get the chance to talk to them, but heard them commenting how they actually enjoyed it. They're laughing as much, you know, as I was at some jokes and all that. So that's good. As long as people have a good time, I feel like that's value for money. So my big overall score, not big, but an overall score I'm going to give this is going to be a 5.5 popcorn buckets. It's a very mid movie, and it's not impactful. It's not scary. And coming off the trailer didn't give away too much, to be honest, which is really well done on that. Yeah, it's a 5.5 because it's just a mid movie. I was getting bored myself after a bit. So that's one. I'll be going into the spoiler section now. And if you don't want to hear any spoilers, then just turn off at this point. And if you gotten to this point, thank you so much. And I will see you next time. And for the people that want to listen to spoilers, stay tuned. Spoilers are coming up right now.
Spoilers!
Alright, spoilers, here we are. So, the spoilers for Clown in the Cornfield. So I gave the overall before, but this story's pretty okay. So Quinn and her father, so Quinn's a daughter of her dad, Dr. Maybrook, who is a doctor for this small town. And so she's trying to fit in with these kids, and there's a group of kids, teenagers, that, you know, cause problems in this town. They have their own YouTube channel, and they try to do a little horror clips for YouTube on Frendo, the mascot of the town. And so they always get in trouble. So the sheriff is always on their backs. Everyone doesn't like these group of kids. Like, everyone, every old person in this town does not like these kids. And you know what? That'd piss me off too. But no, none of these people like these kids, and it's pretty apparent they're just big troublemakers. And so you run into, and they're just known to cause a problem, but things start happening and people start blaming them. And going on, Quinn meets up with Cole at school when she gets detention on the very first day for doing absolutely nothing. The teacher has just had enough with kids in general, because kids played a prank on him. They photoshopped his face under photos and everyone was laughing at him. So he had a huge meltdown, and she meets Cole, Janet, Matt, Ronnie, and Tucker. Yeah, and they talk and they all hang out and sort of stuff. So they do, like, I'm not sure exactly how old these people are supposed to be. I'm pretty sure they're supposed to be under the age of drinking age in America, which is probably 21 still. But they get, like, they steal alcohol and stuff like this and just be menaces, and they start drinking and stuff. And yeah, Quinn starts hanging out with this group, and they play pranks on each other by dressing up as Frendo. And so they just constantly do that so they don't take it seriously. And while these sort of pranks are happening, then actual clown figure is starting to go around and killing these kids one by one, all up until there's just Quinn, Janet, Cole, and Ronnie at this one stage. So Cole, his great-grandfather was the one that made this brand, which was Bay Pen Corn Syrup. So his great-grandfather made this, and his dad's like the mayor of the town, who is played by Kevin Durant, who is Art Hill. And so yeah, his father is taking over, and his father's keeping this tradition of having a parade and a festival promote this corn syrup to live the glory days again. And Cole throws this party, and he says to everyone that's there, all these teens everywhere, says to them that, you know, the oldies need to move on. They need to settle in the past. We are the future. And so we need to make changes in this town, because it's a boring old town. We need to do something. So he does this little thing, and then they all go outside of this party, and then someone comes out of a cornfield and gets with an arrow in her back. She drops down, about who it was. And so they don't take it seriously because they think it's a prank, because these kids prank each other so much. And then going on, the clown throws the head of one of the older friends who's gotten killed recently. So the people that got killed before all this happened was Matt and Tucker. So Matt got beheaded while he was doing weights, and Tucker got his throat cut while in his house. And so a head comes over the cornfield, and yeah, they think the girls are Quinn, Janet, and Ronnie. They see it and they think it's fake. Quinn doesn't think it's fake. Janet and Ronnie think it's fake, and they're just joking around. And then Quinn points out it's not fake, and then the clown comes out, and this guy goes, as you've seen in the trailer, goes, "Hey, that's Frendo," and then he gets an arrow to the eye, and then all this mayhem happens. There's another character that you do meet, which is Rust, who you meet earlier in the movie, who helps Quinn. He seems like be like a sort of like a little shut-in. Like, he doesn't like to talk much, doesn't like to party, just sticks to himself, whatever, and shortly you'll figure out why. But also during this party, you find that Quinn likes Cole, and then she goes to like make a move on him because she's either drunk or whatever, and Cole's like, "We're going too fast, whatever, we need to slow down." And then something just really weird happened. Like, she says, "Oh, I'm sorry," whatever, and then he just freaks out. And I was like, what was that? That was a weird turn. And then it doesn't click straight away, but then I figured out why shortly, which is Cole hasn't come out that he's gay with Rust. And so, yeah, so you figure that out shortly. And the way they did that was it felt very forced. I don't know why they need to do that sort of stuff. I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't take away or add anything, but it's just like, I just don't know why they have to throw that stuff in all the time with sort of movies these days, but it is what it is. And then you find out, yeah, that's reason why he didn't really fancy Quinn. But going throughout the movie, all these clowns come around, and you figure out there's more than one clown that just are coming to kill these kids. They're just after the kids. And then slowly you're sort of figuring out throughout the movie, I'm not going to go through everything because it's just, yeah, going through it, you just figure out who's behind the mask pretty quickly, and I felt that was a bit lacking. But the big spoiler is that all the oldies in this town are the clowns, and they're behind all the killings. So they're trying to kill, well, Art Hill says he was even trying to kill his son Cole. So he says to him in the end, you know, "We've been protecting this town, we've been doing it for decades in the 70s with the hippies and all that stuff. Now these generation of kids, they don't understand and they need to be gone." And then Cole does this one speech where he's talking about the new, everything is changing, everyone needs to change, you can't keep hold of the past, sort of. I felt he's just trying to do the speech of saying the old people need to let go of the olden days, you're destroying the earth and whatever. And I'm just like, that's where it kind of really lost me. I was like, oh no. Yeah, Art Hill, Cole's dad, is behind the whole thing with the town, even the sheriff, teachers, everyone in the old town are going around killing these kids to stop them from ruining the tradition of the of Frendo. And so that's basically the big reveal. And when the movie ends, it was just Quinn, she's leaving town, and everyone says goodbye to her and she leaves. And then you see this little jack-in-the-box with Frendo on the thing. And usually when you see that is when the kill's about to happen, but throws it out the window, pops open, credits go. Oh, it's just, yeah. Like I said, it was a very silly movie. Jokes were a bit funny, but it's just one of those, it's a comedy horror, a comedy slasher, I should say, not much of a horror. But yeah, I would wait for this movie to come out on streaming services. I don't feel like it's worth seeing in the cinema. But in saying that, if this is your style of movie, like if you did enjoy the old school horror movies, you will enjoy this. Like when I saw it in that light after a while, I was like, okay. And they do make a joke of that too. When they're in the cornfield, one of the girls say, "I feel like I'm in an 80s horror slasher movie." And I was like, I was like, okay. And then she goes, because she's I believe African-American, I'm not sure, African-American, and her friends go, "What does that mean?" And she makes a laugh of saying, or she makes a little joke saying, "Well, that means I'm next." And it's like, okay, that's kind of funny, because in the old days, the usually that happens. And then yeah, it did happen in a way, so it was kind of funny in that way. But it's very tropey, the acting wasn't the greatest. But if you don't take it seriously and you just take it as a fun time out, you will enjoy it, which in the end I did enjoy it, but I wasn't blown away. So as I gave it a rating before the spoilers, a 5.5. I feel like that's very fair. It's a very min movie, very feels like a very Netflix-y movie. So, but it just, yeah, it fell a bit flat for me. I feel like the other horror movies that are coming out this year, well, that I've seen, that I did reviews on before, I feel like are way, way, way higher than this. But as a teen, little fun teen movie for the younger kids, especially the younger generation, geez, how old am I? Geez. Then they should enjoy it, but it's up to each person. Me, it was okay, but yeah, I would have just waited. So that said, thank you guys for sticking with me. Are you gonna go see Clown in the Cornfield? If you are, what did you think? Let us know by either commenting on our YouTube channel or anywhere you can leave a comment. Check out our Facebook page, all under the same name. Give us a rating. It gives us an idea. And if you guys are liking what we're doing, we want to try to communicate to the community to try to get feedback on how we're doing. And if you can, that'd be great. Give us a like, subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.